Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The hot, sticky weather continues, with but little relief in sight. In Boston today, temperatures are expected to inch toward 90, but just inland, the mercury could hit the mid-90s for the second day in a row. The heat has caused some scattered power outages this morning. More than 2,700 homes are without electricity across the state, half in Boston. NSTAR spokesman Mike Reed says they're still trying to determine the cause of the outages, which could be from utility pole fires last night and increased demand on the system. It could get worse, as in general, Reed says successive days of heat can increase stress on the electric system.
And there can be instances of, you know, equipment not having the opportunity to cool down, particularly if the overnight period remains hot.
For more on the heat, we turn now to Mike Exter, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Taunton. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Tell us what we expect today in the way of heat, Mike.
Well, the temperatures are going to vary across Massachusetts. Basically, it's going to be a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. Temperatures rose to around 100 degrees, 102 degrees in places yesterday. But we're going to have a little bit more of an easterly wind today. So places on the east coast of Massachusetts, including Boston, the Cape and Islands, will be cooler. We're going to go for a high of about 90 or so in Boston today. However, on the other hand, further inland toward the Connecticut River Valley, we will still have highs in the upper 90s today.
Well, you know, it's hot when we say that it's going to be cooler, but it's still going to be 90 degrees. So tell us when conditions will change or not as the week goes on. When might we expect some relief?
Well, it depends what your definition of relief is, really. Basically, the pattern's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. We're not going to see any readings around 100 degrees for a while, but temperatures are not going to be in the 70s either. So we're looking at a slow downtrend in temperatures for the rest of this week and into this weekend, but highs will still be in the upper 80s to the lower 90s all the way through Friday.
In some ways, Mike, it's been kind of remarkable that with this heat we haven't seen more thunderstorm activity. Will that change? I understand that there could be some thunderstorms in the forecast for this coming weekend.
Yeah, basically the high pressure system that's responsible for providing the heat wave that we've had the last couple of days is also suppressing thunderstorm development. So we think a cold front is going to move into southern New England on Saturday, and that's going to be our best chance of showers and thunderstorms. Could actually be some really heavy downpours. I know a lot of people need the rain.
Meteorologist Mike Exter, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mike Exter is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Taunton.